Everything happens by a cause put in motion. Everything happens by a cause put in motion. Life is a series of activities that goes on in a very definite and a very specific way. Our life, my life, your life, is lived by every cause we put in motion about ourselves, about our world, about who and what we are and why we are, and what it's all about. Everything happens by a cause put in motion. And I can put a cause in motion for anything that I would like. I am a perfect reflection of what is going on in me and what causes I'm putting in motion for myself. All the activities of my life and my world are a perfect expression of who and what I am and what's going on in my world. If I am having a happy life, it's because I'm putting happy causes in motion for me and for all in my world. Everything in my world is a reflection of that happiness that I am inside of myself. It can be no other way, because this is the principle upon which all human life is founded. Now, we often talk about absolute and divine and things like that. And as we talk about those things, they have no response. They have no indication of how they will be in a human life. Because the absolute exists. All exists in the absolute. All happiness, all results, all human things and all ideal things, they all exist on the absolute level. But we are living on the human level, and we are very interested on the human level of putting causes in motion on the human level for human experiences. And if we would like to have a harmonious human experience, then it means that we put a harmonious human cause in motion for ourselves and for all in our world. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That covers everything. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. All is in divine order. When I put these causes in motion, then there is no relative attitude about it. Whatever experience I draw out of the infinite allness that already exists, and I reveal it in my life experience, it is because I have put the cause in motion that all is in divine order. Now, true, the negative is in divine order as well as the positive, because there is no negative or positive in the allness. There is just the isness of the expression of what is. But here on the human level, I think that some things are good and some things are not good. Some things are beneficial and some things are not beneficial. And because I am putting relativity onto my cause that I'm putting into motion, then I am getting relativity in my experience. And I can have an attitude that something is beneficial or non-beneficial, whereas everything is really beneficial. So, what do I want to experience in my life? What sort of things do I want to put a cause in motion for happening? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Well, that's a beautiful cause. That's a beautiful thing to have happen. If every person on the face of the earth said, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, we would have a revealed beingness. We would have a revealed universe. We would have a revealed humanity. And in one way or another, the mutations that have taken place in time have all taken place because humanity has said of itself, there is a better way. I am open and receptive to my highest and my best. and the highest and best is revealed in the life experience of humanity. This goes on and on and on. We've seen it in our scientific research. We've seen it in our philosophical research. We've seen it in our psychological research. We've seen it in our human research. We've seen it in our divine research. We know this is going on all of the time. And as this is going on all of the time, we think, how wonderful that is. How wonderful to see what science is coming up with. How wonderful to see what these great thinkers are coming up with, these great philosophers who are saying that our thoughts are things, that our thoughts are bringing all sorts of results in our life. How wonderful. Yes, how wonderful it is indeed. And everything happens by a cause put in motion by me. Now, there can be infinite abundance in the universe, and it is infinite abundance in the universe, never-ending abundance. And if I do not put the cause in motion that I enjoy it, and I love it, and I use it, and I think it's wonderful, I'll never have it. Now, it's not a matter of it being there or not being there. It's a matter of me calling it forth in my experience and saying, this is who I am. I am abundance. I am harmony. I am happiness. I am the fulfillment of every good and wonderful thing. Now, everything happens by a cause put in motion. The cause I put in motion is I like me. A cause I put in motion is all is in divine order. The cause that I put in motion is happiness is mine now. That's the cause I put in motion because that's what I believe, and that's what I know, and that's what I am. Now, what cause should I put in motion for a happy life? The cause I put in motion for a happy life is the cause that says all is in divine order. All is peace. All is harmony. All is life. All is goodness. When I put that cause in motion, what happens to me? What happens to me is I feel just wonderful. I feel just great. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. This is my cause. This is my choice. This is my decision for me in this world of mine. This is something that every one of us can and do use. Some of us use it for our detriment, and some of us use it for our benefit. We can all use it for our benefit if we choose, but we have to do it by our choice. We go around saying, I like me, or I don't like me. We kick ourselves around the block for doing dumb things. Isn't that an interesting statement? We kick ourselves around the block for doing dumb statements. Where have you heard that? How often have you heard that? Maybe not very often, but how often do you think that? How often do you make a dumb activity in your life and then say, oh my goodness sake, that was so stupid, that was so idiotic. Why did I do that? Why did I do something so stupid? And we regurgitate it, we bring it back, and we upchuck it, we think about it again and again and again, and it doesn't come up very well. Anytime you regurgitate anything, it's not very pleasant. Now, we want to establish it new out of the box. We want to establish it new in our life, new in everything we do. We want to establish everything in our world as something wonderful and new because everything happens by a cause put in motion. And the cause that I put in motion for myself is a good cause, is a cause that says all is in divine order. If everything is in divine order, can anything be less than its best? If everything is in divine order, all of my life is expressing the highest and the best. If everything is in divine order, wow! What a wonderful cause to put in motion that everything is in divine order. Then, as I think of my cause, everything is in divine order, I don't think of everything. I just live. And as I live a joyous, wonderful, fulfilled, and happy life. And as I live a wonderful, joyous, fulfilled, happy life, I feel just fantastic. I feel glorious. I feel very good. I know all is in divine order because I feel so good. I know all is in divine order because everywhere I look, I see peace and harmony and joy. I know all is good and very, very good because my world is a reflection of what I am thinking about myself and my world. Everything happens by a cause put in motion. And today, I put that cause in motion with all my heart, with all my soul, and all my being. And I put it so simply and so without panic, without desire, without need, without want, just as though it were an accomplished fact, which in fact it is. As I live it as an accomplished fact, it is expressed in me, in all that I am, and in everything I do. And the same is true for you and all the world that you live in. So, today, know that this is what you choose to have, you choose to be, and what you are, because that's all that matters. Accept it today, and know it is yours now. I love you. I love you. I love you.